Howdy, hi there, Big Show fans. Randy here. Yep, that means it must be a rerun. Sorry. So, I guess we'll just go ahead and make it official. Today's edition of the Late Risers podcast is an encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Big Show. This one originally aired on Monday, October 19th, 2020. Enjoy the show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, up and at 'em. It's a brand new week. All right, it is Monday, October the 19th. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
Marty.
Morning, Marcy.
Good morning.
Morning, baby. Okay, you think you might get back in the studio sometime this week?
Are you crazy?
Would you?
I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Who are you? Yeah. Female me? You gonna milk this thing for all it's
right,
worth?
Right.
I don't know if I feel like I can do it, baby. I still got some sore spots.
Got some sore spots. All right, baby. Take your time. I'm glad we got you here.
Virtually. You know, you're not a baseball pitcher. I don't know how much you would use him during this kind of job anyway.
And when he says take your time, he means don't.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, let's see. It's National Kentucky Day. Salute all our listeners in Kentucky living in the 15th state to be granted statehood. Mm. All right. Today is National Seafood Bisque Day. That'd be good. Lobster bisque.
Oh, yeah.
All right. National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
You should just have another bowl of bisque, Johnny. Yeah. You're not going
to
do that.
I'm just trying not to spill it in Randy's keyboard.
Right.
Can I just tell you, if you do have a computer and you keep a lot of stuff on your desktop, that's why your computer is slow. I'm just telling you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Randy does work on computers. I guess you've run across that.
So it actually uses its brain power to keep track of what's the stuff that's on your desktop.
Yeah, it's called a finder. You know, the desktop is called the finder. And every time you click or do anything on the computer, the finder is treated differently. The desktop has to be, I know Johnny's like, oh, get over it.
You showed me that on my iPad. When I go back, I click it twice, and it shows all the stuff that's in there, and you sweep them off, right?
Yeah, that's totally different.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, I thought I knew what you were talking about.
As soon as you start talking.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, you want to keep as little on the desktop as you can, especially in file size. You can keep 1,000 things on there if you're under, half a mega or half a gigabyte. But if you get it,
make up your mind, man. Is it mega or giga?
Yeah, I know.
Which one's bigger?
If you get up to a gigabyte on your desktop, a gigabyte's bigger than a mega.
It sounds like mega would be bigger than giga.
Yeah, if you get up to a mega. Well, okay. All right. Well, maybe I've been wrong all this time.
Well, if you say it like that, of course it sounds bigger. Yeah.
If you get up to a gigabyte of stuff on your desktop, your computer's going to slow down.
All right. So if your computer's slow, you need to clean your desktop.
Tater, have you got another microphone over at your place? I'm going to have to just come over there.
I couldn't resist.
Big couch. Come on over.
See, I thought it was like stuff around your keyboard on your desk,
because
I always spilling stuff in or it gets dusty.
Well, I'm sure that would be a problem for you if you had a computer.
If I had one.
This is a desktop.
Okay.
And these are things on my desktop.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, good. Well, y'all know what to do then. And finally, it is National LGBT Center Awareness Day. Now, I would like to be aware of where the centers are.
Can I steer clear of them? They freak me out.
Thank you, Jackie. So, good morning. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hi, get our first prize package up for grabs. A Magooster Inline Spinners prize pack. Whether you're chasing trout in the mountains or fishing largemouth in a farm pond, Magooster Inline Spinners are the go-to lures. Proudly American-made in East Tennessee. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Magooster logo, enter code JBB at checkout. You get 20% off your order. You can win you some right here to set you up with our three dates in history. October 19th, 1937, Woman's Day was first published.
And I'm guessing it was about 2 days later some guy said, why don't we have Men's Day magazine?
Well, it was a magazine designed expressly for the A&P store chain.
Mm-hmm.
So after 20 years, A&P, the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, by the way, sold Woman's Day, or is it Women's Day or Woman's? I guess this is a Woman's
Day. Yeah.
Fawcett Publications. I don't know. Is it still?
Republic?
I don't know.
I think Woman's Day is still around.
It used to be one of those supermarket checkout type magazines.
Yeah.
Okay. Those A&P, where it started.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We'll move up to 1990. The jury in the Two Live Crew obscenity trial in Florida asked the judge for permission to laugh out loud.
And the lawyer said, don't worry, it's going great.
So the juror said it actually was causing them pain to hold in their laughter.
Wow.
Permission to laugh.
Wow.
All right. And finally, it was on this date, 1998, Mike Tyson got his boxing license back after pleading with the Nevada Athletic Commission to stop torturing him
for biting
Evander Holyfield's ear during a fight 15 months earlier.
Didn't he bite a piece of it off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good bite.
Well,
yeah, Tyson got us some strong jaws.
But he was the one being tortured. Okay.
Yeah.
Evander says, everybody's got a plan. Somebody bite your ear off.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play Outburst next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio for you Monday, and our video today is brought to you by LS Tractor. More standard features, best-in-class performance, and longer warranty, all for a value that offers simply more. Find your local dealer at thebigshow.com. Click on the link. And see our video, Best Fence Hack Ever. Man, I love this. You got to see little holes cut out for the dogs so they can put your nose through their eyes. Oh, man. Love us some dogs.
It's like something you would see on an episode of The Little Rascals.
Yeah. Funny stuff. Check it out to get a chance at thebigshow.com. And right now, our goal is get a week's worth of winning beginnings.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Mark from Elkins, West Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Mark! Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
All right. Coming in hot out of Elkins first thing. You ready to get through the categories?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's do it in 5 seconds. Three magazines for women. Ready, go.
Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Oprah Magazine.
Thank you. I didn't know Oprah had a magazine.
Oh yeah.
I guess she would.
Yeah. She was on the cover of every single issue.
That's right.
I kid you not. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that was her thing. Yeah.
You don't think too much herself, does she?
Well, there you go.
I think she does.
All right, Mark, here we go, buddy. Category number two, three places that's inappropriate to laugh. Ready, go.
Church, a funeral home, and in court.
All right. Mark, for the win, three things you can bite. Ready to go.
How about a sandwich, an apple, and a candy bar?
Yeah, that's good things right there. Mark, we're going to send you to Magooster Inline Spinners Prize Pack. Get you some go-to lures. Enjoy, my boy.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Mark. I jump out, catch you up on your news, then we kick off our Rodney Carrington birthday celebration. Rodney, happy birthday. Hang on. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Detective's Report. As our story opens, businessman Frank Feasley is meeting with private investigator J.D. Sanderson.
Okay, Sanderson, give it to me straight.
Well, Mr. Feasley, it's not good. I've been surveilling your wife for the past week. Your suspicions are correct, sir. Mrs. Feasley is carrying on with another man while you're out of town.
I knew it! So who is he?
His name is Jake Sullivan. He apparently is your wife's personal trainer at Fitness Plus. I got several hours of video of them together in various places. I took the liberty of doing a little greatest hits compilation on my iPad here. You care to take a look?
Okay. Let's see it.
All right. Let's see. This first shot, 9:40 Tuesday morning. That, of course, is you leaving for the airport for your trip. And 9:45, your wife comes out and catches a taxi in front of your building.
5 minutes later. Well, she's off to a fast start.
Yeah, you could say that. 10:05, Mrs. Feasley arrives at the Eggs Up Cafe, gets a table for two on the outdoor patio. And at 10:10, this is Mr. Sullivan arriving at the table, and they order some breakfast.
Not much social distancing there.
No, sir, it's fairly intimate. 11:05, your wife gives Mr. Sullivan a long hug right there, and he leaves, and then she takes a taxi back home. Now, let's skip to 11:15 on Wednesday morning. Your wife catches a cab in front of your building. She is, as you can see, carrying a bottle of wine and a large wicker basket. She meets Mr. Sullivan in the park for a picnic.
A picnic? Well, that looks pretty intimate, too.
Yes, sir, it does. Next, Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m., your wife comes out of your building dressed rather provocatively.
Oh, she sure is.
And she gets into a black Corvette driven by our friend Mr. Sullivan. They drive to a warehouse in Soho that is the home of the hottest underground nightclub in the whole city. It's a place called Scandalous. A friend of mine helped me get some security camera shots from inside the club. There's no sound here, but as you can see, your wife and Mr. Sullivan do appear to be having quite a time on the dance floor.
Oh, my God. Is that what they call twerking?
Yes.
She seems to be pretty good at it.
Yes, she does. 9:45 p.m., your wife and Mr. Sullivan are seen here leaving the club. They drive to the Essex House Hotel. They go inside, and they don't come out again until 10:30 Friday morning.
Wow, so and you're sure about all this?
Yes, sir. The evidence pretty much speaks for itself.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Well, I mean, you can clearly see Mrs. Feasley in all the video footage.
No. I believe she did it. I just can't believe my wife can still be this much fun.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old bouncer at Scandalous say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and we're talking about the John Boy and Billy Big Show. I say the Big Show, and every morning they be styling and profiling. Woo!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Monday morning, October the 19th. Right there, Rodney Carrington having a birthday today. Back with more Rodney Carrington clips here in a few minutes. See who's sharing one with. We were talking earlier about Mike Tyson pleaded with the Nevada Boxing Commission to give him his license back. It was 15 months after he bit
Evander Holyfield's ear.
Off.
Off, yeah. Part of it, anyway, not the whole ear.
Yeah, because that would be gross. Right,
right. You'd have to be crazy to do that.
But the deal is, and Evander Holyfield, his birthday is today. He is 58 years old. I wonder if his ear grew back. Anybody does ever show anybody?
No, no, it's not a lizard.
Yeah. Any surgery or anything?
Unless you got some lizard DNA, it doesn't grow back when you bite it off.
He's got a big enough body. They ought to be able to find something somewhere to put on this, make a whole ear.
Oh, my
goodness. See, if that were the case, that whole Bobbitt trial would have ended a whole different way.
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, no, man. What was that? Billy had one on the current events quiz a couple of weeks ago. They put a nose, they were growing a nose on a guy's forehead.
Right.
Was that it?
Right. He had had some kind of an accident, and they had basically fashioned a nose out of his own skin and shaped it, and they just sewed it to his forehead to grow it.
To let it grow it.
And then they were going to put it in the right place.
So, see, that doesn't make that ear thing sound so weird.
Okay. You want to say so.
I'm thinking about maybe your butt. You got a lot of skin on your butt.
Well, that's where that's where the skin came from, and they were shaping it so that they could graft it onto the end of it. It's not like he grew a new nose. They grew something that kind of looked like a nose and was going to sew it back
on. Hey, Randy, maybe I can help you out here. If y'all don't shut up, I'm going to go out of my mind.
Fine. Don't want me to learn surgery stuff.
You're the last guy I want to try to learn surgery.
I guess you're right. I wonder if you could breathe through it. You know, they've got to make holes in it.
That's what drills are for.
Okay. So anyway, happy birthday, Evander. Back to Rodney in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody will win a Happy Herd prize pack. Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout. Get 10% off your order. Hang on, you win you some here in a minute. Where's Rodney Carrington's birthday today? We're celebrating. Let's roll this Big Show clip.
What are we talking about, bears? Oh, you're talking about children's stories. You're reading your children.
Yeah. All the stories change at my house. Mama Bears, it's kind of a domestic thing going on at Mama Bear and Papa Bear. They're not together anymore. Papa Bear lives in a cabin down the way, the woods, with a little girlfriend he found out in the... My kids are not going to be the same when they grow up.
Little bear that wears a teddy.
I got to tell them a big woman story. I got a story about a big gal. I love big women. I like a gal that carries food in her pocket. Biscuit in one, gravy in the other. You know, they say big girls ain't athletic. I don't believe that. You take a turkey leg off her plate and take off running, they'll catch you. Hold you down, eat the turkey, and shove the bone where it hurts. I was in Nebraska recently, home of the big girl. Well, they're not real fat. They're just thick. They got that winter coat going on up there. You know, I like the way they clear out that whole state. I don't know if you've been to Nebraska. There's not a tree, a hill, a bush, nothing. You can stand in the middle of that place, see your house from there, and you live here, don't you? You can watch your dog run away for about 3 weeks. I'm not kidding you. It is just flat out there. And all they do out there is drink and farm and farm and drink. And there's nothing wrong with it, but they're doing it at the same time. There is corn where it shouldn't be. And you could get around that heavy equipment, you know, and you're drinking, it'll tear some stuff off. There's a lot of boys up there missing arms and legs because of it. And they get irritated when you make fun of them. Don't make me hop up there and whoop crap out of you. Sit down, Stubby. You're going to poke an eye out that night. You know, it snows like 80% of the time up there. They ain't got any hills, but they got sleds. It doesn't make any sense. Hey, let's go outside and push each other. Well, I can't. I'm missing an arm or a leg here. I'll drag you behind a truck or something. But, you know, as you see so much of the country anymore, it all looks the same after a while, you know. There ain't a hotel that impresses me anymore.
Is that right?
There just ain't, you know. You ever stay in a Motel 6, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Could the towels and soap get any smaller? I mean, that soap, how do you wash yourself? You just lose that off in your rear end, so where'd that go? That thing is so tiny, you know? Yeah. And the towels, it's just like a wash rag, you know? And you're usually staying with a trucker, you know? You know, you got to share the room with him.
Wow.
You know, he tells you old stories about how his uncle died of rickets, you know. How'd that happen? I'm not real sure. Oh, me. All right, let's sing a song. Here's a song called Family Reunion. Let's see. I got 50 cents in my pocket. I got a dollar in the bank. Mom's got a rash on her nipples. And Dad's got feet that stink. My brother, he's in prison. And my sister, well, she's a... Jeez, Grim, I can't sing this song. I done forgot what where I was.
God, hit you. y'all dial up on the web, RodneyCarrington.com, and see his album cover.
You can read the things we can't talk about on that.
Why don't you just give out numbers for the words, you know?
I'd like to apologize for that little move there. That was horrible when you start a song and you can't finish it.
All right.
They're going to be irritated. Now, what's the rest of that?
Well, go see it.
About to buy that CD, I reckon.
You can buy that CD. And
God, I'm tired.
Listen, what you got? You got a lot to do for Christmas time.
I'm looking forward to it though. I've had a good time off. I went to Vegas over my time off. I won 3,000 nickels. What was that, $4? I thought I hit the big one. The guy said, "Settle down. You know, buy yourself a drink. It'll be gone in a minute."
I like you talking earlier about you're gambling on an Indian reservation up in northern Michigan.
Yeah,
I can't believe it, dude. Now this wasn't video stuff. This was actual dealers.
This is actual dealers. I'll tell you. I asked the guy. I said, "Do you break?" He said, "Not often." You know, and I've never heard dealers say all the time. You know, you go to Las Vegas. Yeah. I don't know what it was up there. They just were, and they were mean as all get out. Hateful. They wanted you to lose. They smiled when you lost. They looked forward to it. They called you names when you did lose. They graded you. It was awful. I'm telling you what, and I had nothing to do with the land deal. I really didn't. You know, I told them that. I said, "Look, guys, I did not take anything. I bought everything I got. You know, I got 9 acres in the South Oklahoma I can't give away right now. You know." I really can't. I've spent all this. I went and bought 9 acres. My wife said, "Well, we should move out in the country." Well, I went out and bought 9 acres, and then I put in 2 ponds and brought in 140 tons of Hackettstone rock, and having to deal with these contractors. Well, I'm like a warden now. My whole attitude is completely different. You know, had one old boy show up and told me that, hey, you know, I told him, I said, "If you're hanging around, but you know, any longer, you're gonna have to start paying the mortgage on this thing, you know." And he got to telling me, "Well, the Lord, I had a vision last night. The Lord told me that you ought to be doing something else with your life." And I said, "Well, I had a vision too. The Lord told me you wasn't gonna get paid unless this was finished in about 4 more days." I mean, you know, I live out in Oklahoma though. Tulsa is there's more churches per capita there than anywhere in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah, there is, and that's where Oral Roberts is from, and they. That's where he saw that 90-foot Jesus out there, you know.
Oral.
Yeah, and the radio stations were making fun of him, saying, well, they'd some old boy had come across a 90-foot poodle, and they were trying to raise a bunch of dog food. They ended up raising like 100 tons of dog food. They still got it up there at the station, I think. They can't, or they're eating it one. I got on a plane with Oral Roberts' boy. You know, I saw him sitting up in first class, you know, with a Louis Vuitton bag and a Rolex watch and all that. And I thought, boy, you know, I mean, are you supposed to, when you're a man of the Lord, do you have to have all that stuff, you know? You think you give to the people less fortunate, you think you'd give that seat up, you know, to somebody, you know, Lord like you to sit up here in the big seat, you know? really all you're getting in first class is a bigger flotation device. You just got a bigger raft when you hit the water, you know? You can share it with a stranger.
That was it.
You know, I always feel like I'm playing house, too. You ever eat supper up there in first class? They give you the little bitty steak, little bitty fork, and you're just eating with a bunch of strangers. Kind of like you're playing house, you know? Everything's real little. But on that little bitty tray, everything looks normal, you know? Mm. It looks like an average-sized steak. You find yourself full after you've eaten it. When really, I've had about 3 ounces of food. You know, and of course, you're in back. You ride coach. You get one bag. Yeah, we got one bag of peanuts, a Coke, and we got a trivia question. You know, pass it around. Don't hog it. Just totally different back there. And then they shut that curtain like you stink, you know.
I hate that.
You know, they shut that curtain back there like, "You little peasants, we don't want you looking up here at all this good food." You can just smell the aroma coming from the front. You walk up front, there's, you know, strippers and piano bar and whole party going on. You know? In back, everybody's sitting on the floor. There's chickens running around. Yeah, they might as well. I don't even know why they put seats in there. Bring a lawn chair. We're having a good time. That's the way Southwest is. You know? That's why I like Southwest. Everybody just, it's to each his own. You know, get your own, pick your own seat. You don't have to worry about nothing. I always like the pilots with Southwest, too. They got the real cool names and the southern accent. That's your Captain Luke Coltrane. We're going to be flying at altitude about 18 feet today. Feeling kind of cocky. You know? They just, you feel safe when you got a guy up there that talks like that, like, you know? That. He's from, I flew, you know, I remember flying back in Vietnam. He'll tell you stories, and he'll snap off and say a real bad word you ain't supposed to hear. Your kids are back there. I love Southwest. Then, of course, you get on them other uppity airlines. You know, hello, my name's Chester McGee. I'll be up here flying the plane. You'll be loving this. We're going to do a little loop around the city and let you look out and see the big arch. It's big fun. I don't know. I fly too much. I've had 18 cups of coffee. I feel like I could run a marathon right now.
All right, Rodney. Making us last for years. Good job. All right, well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy, shall we? Right. Jump right in here. Well, here's something you're probably dying to know. There is actually a difference between a coffin and a casket. Coffins have six of these, but caskets only have four.
What are zero-interest payment plans?
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Our video today brought to you by LS Tractor, a value that offers simply more. Best fence hack ever. Involves two, look like some labs as much as we can tell. You see their noses. It's some funny stuff. I'd love to make something like my fence for my dogs.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be neat.
Yeah. Y'all check it out. Get your laugh at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now your host, no surprise, the creator of the worst fence hack ever, he's John Boy. It's a long story from eighth grade. We won't go into it, but yeah.
Say hey to Terry out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Welcome. All right, Terry, see what you got. Well, here's something you're probably dying to know. Get it?
Yeah.
There is actually a difference between a coffin and a casket. Coffins have six of these. Caskets only have four. What'd you think, Terry?
Probably completely wrong, but legs?
You say legs. Let's see.
No.
Here's a guy who's never been to a funeral.
I've never seen him with legs.
Yeah, they cut him off right before they... No.
Well, wait a minute. What did they bury Grandpa in then?
Terry said he's probably wrong.
Terry, maybe what you saw was a table.
Right.
Terry, don't
beat
yourself up, buddy.
Were you in a furniture store or a funeral?
appreciate it. Thanks for the laugh, Terry. We owe you one. Yeah. A little later there, buddy.
Can I give a shout-out to you guys?
Of course. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks every morning. You guys actually help wake me up and make me laugh and keep me going through the day. So I appreciate that.
All right, man. Awesome. Well, you made us laugh, too. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day.
Hey. Not a problem.
All right, man. Let's go to Frank. He's down in Clover, South Carolina. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
All right, buddy. So,
okay, legs has already been guessed. Yeah, so just been helped.
Coffins have six of these. Six legs. That would have been even weirder. Caskets only have four. What you think, Frank?
I think that'd have to be sides.
You say sides. Let's see.
Seven is seven.
That's what it is, sides. See, my first guess, maybe handles.
But Donald got that. But you have six pallbearers. So sides. So what Randy came up with, the extra two sides accommodate the shoulders.
Yeah, I didn't design them. I'm just
make it up. That's true. Yeah.
The caskets are just wider overall.
Right. Yeah.
In case you wonder.
Yeah. But the coffins had six of them because they used to have to bury all them politicians, and they had to make them stronger up there. They didn't want them to get out.
Just in case it wasn't all the way.
Boy, the contestants are on fire today. That's great.
All right, Frank, good work, buddy. We're going to get you the Happy Herd prize back down to Clover.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, my boy. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. Right on the other side of this report, our time capsule from Monday. Yeah, we got it right. Time capsule up next.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
All right, all right, all right. Up next is case number 424, Lillian Brown and Diamond Lilies versus Reverend Oral Rogers and the First Pentecostal Church of Cootaville.
Amen.
Now, which one of y'all is Miss Brown?
That'd be me, Judge.
And is Reverend Rogers in the courtroom?
You betcha. I'm right here, Your Honor. And just how are you this fine, beautiful morning?
Oh, you might want to pull back on the sub just a tad there, Smiley. I'm borderline diabetes. Now then, Miss Brown says here you are the proprietor of Diamond Lily Gentlemen's Club. Is that what I think it is?
I'll tell you exactly what that is, Judge. It is a snake pit of sin and iniquity. A black mark if there ever was one on this town and all of its good Christian inhabitants.
Your Honor, my business is providing female companionship for local residents and weary travelers. Or it was till Reverend Twitchy here ruined it.
Twitchy? Why, you, ma'am, are not only a harlot and an insulter of the men of a cloth, but you are a liar as well.
I got an idea. Both of y'all shut up a minute.
Amen.
Now, since here on March 15th, Miss Brown opened up Diamond Lilies, whereupon the First Pentecostal Church across the street there took strong exception to the location of the new business.
Why, you betcha we did. Only a whoremongering reprobate would open up a den of iniquity right across the street from a church.
Judge, this snake-handling cat turd said that when we got through with me, I was going to be sorry I ever set foot in this town. Him and the rest of them holy rollers started having prayer meetings every single night, calling for the Lord to rain divine vengeance on me and my business.
All right, hold on a second here, snake-handling
cat turd, yes.
I remember that for later when I'm playing poker with the boys. Okay, at around 4 a.m. on July the 29th, Diamond Lilies was completely destroyed by fire.
Yes, and them church people is the ones that caused it.
Ah, so you're accusing the good reverend here of setting fire to your property?
Hold on just a minute, Judge. Your Honor, I'd like to point out that on July the 29th in the year of this Lord, or something along them lines, Cooterville was hit by the biggest thunderstorm in over 30 years. I'm sure you remember it. It was a storm accompanied by some of the worst, most spectacular lightning ever seen.
I don't remember that I was hammered, but let me guess. Are you saying it is lightning that burnt down Miss Brown's place of business?
I am indeed.
Uh-huh. See? He admits it. Them Bible beaters prayed something bad would happen to me. And it did. Doggone it, they need to make this right.
You got anything to say to that, Reverend?
Your Honor, a court of law is a place of factual evidence. And there is absolutely no factual evidence that our church had anything to do with that fire.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what. I've been a judge for over 30 years here, and this is one thing I've never seen before in my life. On the one hand, you got the painted-up owner of a whorehouse who's totally sold on the power of prayer, and on the other hand, we got a full-time preacher who says that's a bunch of horse hockey. I'm going to need some time to noodle on this. Court's adjourned till 2 p.m.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Miss Lily, are you open for a happy hour?
Happy attack, cat turn.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear Miss Lily's crusty old assistant manager say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
John Boy and Billy.
And Reverend, the litter box is right over there. Have a seat.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, October the 19th. Randy's spent his weekend producing a brand new tune. Did you do a good job?
Oh, I think I did an excellent job.
Okay. Well, it's Ricky B's tune. Let's all hear it for the first time.
Would be irate. I'm sorry, sweet cheeks. I didn't mean to piss you off. I thought for sure I didn't pee on the bathroom floor. I guess I missed. I didn't mean to piss you off. Darling, I didn't mean to piss you off. I got your goat, 'cause you thought I hit the damn remote. It's in your hand. I didn't mean to piss you off. Now I know you had your heart set on some Brunswick stew. I got Chinese. I forgot about your allergies. I'm sorry, muffin, but I didn't mean to piss you off. You told me twice to not forget to buy ice. Don't forget to buy ice. Oops, I didn't mean to piss you off. Now who'd have thunk you go crazy because I got crazy because I got drunk. I didn't mean to piss you off. I swear to God, I didn't mean to piss you off. Dare you say that I forgot your birthday, 'cause it's tomorrow. What you doing with that frying pan? Ouch, I didn't mean to piss you off. Didn't mean to piss you off. I didn't mean to piss you off. I didn't mean to piss you off. I didn't piss to mean you off. I should have turned my head and coughed. Somebody turn the bells off. I can't be alone. But I'm just being able to be alone.
All right, so Randy looked it up. Subway is still the largest fast food restaurant chain.
Yep, in the United States. 41,600 locations. Number two is McDonald's with 38,695. Number three, Starbucks.
How about that? Yep. All right. Well, Tater's enjoying our Bojangles biscuit. Famous chicken and biscuits.
I was going to share, but now I'm not going to.
All right, let's jump out and catch you up on your news. Brand new tune from Hoyt in 20 minutes. Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, October the 19th. John Boy, Billy, the gang in the studio. Girl Tater broadcasting from her living room this morning. How's everything going with you, Marcy?
We are doing wonderful here. Thank
What about Murphy the dog?
Is she
laying by you?
She is, she's all up in my grill. Yeah, she's pretty much the nurse.
I like that. I saw another picture on Randy's computer. Oh, by the way, if you hadn't seen the meme that got very popular... and Marcy posted a picture of Murphy, her dog, sitting on the couch with her arm up. We got it at the Big Show. We got it at thebigshow.com. Yep. Yeah, you got to see that, man. That is awesome.
She literally was watching TV like that. And the look I got was because I called her to look over at me so I could take a picture of her.
And that was her look
she gave me.
That is so awesome, man.
Excuse me.
That is neat. And I saw another picture on Raina's computer. I don't know if it was off yours or something, but her head, she's sleeping on a pillow.
Yeah.
Pillow all around her head.
The ones you sent me yesterday and today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just show her that I'm getting pushed out of my workspace as she's trying to stay near me. So, yeah. Know, so this is, I tell you what, it's been torture working here.
Yeah, bless your heart.
And, Yeah.
I bet Murphy's giving you that look right now,
right,
isn't she?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, keep it down.
I've never seen a dog roll their eyes before.
Mm-hmm. Until Murphy. Pretty much.
Well, good. Check Murphy
out. Same look I get when I'm there. You guys.
Good dog. Hey, man, somebody's asking about I got a Megalodon shark's tooth that I got in the truck, and people always ask me about it. I've told you about them before. Mm-hmm. The divers that go out of Riceville Beach, and they've dived for these Megalodon shark teeth. Those are unbelievable. And you can see them. I got the website that I wanted to give you. It's thefossilexchange.com. If you want to look at those shark's teeth I was talking about. Man, there's a lot of money in them things, too, by the way.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And me and Kit Taylor sit on the deck of the Bridgehampton Marina when they come in from diving when I'm down at the beach. And I like to watch Kit haggle with him. He says he gives them to give the kids. Mm-hmm. But he's haggling lower pricing.
Now, where did you get one?
No, I actually paid for it.
No, I'm kidding me.
Yeah, did, man. Hmm. So these Megalodon shark teeth, they're unbelievable. And you can check them out at thefossilexchange.com. If you dive, you can also go out there. They charter like about every day to go out in the ocean. It's about 20 to 40 miles offshore where they have their spots where they just gather in these ditches from years of, I mean, like, let me see, it was maybe 6 million years, I think it was, around 6 million years old.
Yikes. Now, did you know that I am a certified NAWI diver?
I did not know that.
Underwater instructor level 1.
Well, when did that happen?
When I was living in Florida.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So you still?
Yeah.
Can you still get in that wetsuit?
Well, not that one. I got a bigger one now.
Well, Randy, you ought to go diving, the Riceville Beach divers, and go bring back some shark teeth.
And then put one of those Megalodon teeth in your mouth and take a picture. You can give Murphy a run for her money.
All right. Well, I wanted to hip y'all to that. Do that. All right. Let's get back to celebrating Rodney Carrington's birthday. We'll do that in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win this morning, it's the current events quiz. Take C, get $50 to spend on an American Express gift card, courtesy of Bojangles. It's Bo time. Old boy Rodney Carrington's birthday today. We're celebrating with some old Big Show clips. Rodney spent a lot of time with us here in the studio. Roll that.
Rodney, what's up, man?
Oh, just got back from an Indian casino. I was up there in northern Michigan, and we took their land. They're slowly getting it back. I went to trade in my chips. They gave me 3 beaver pelt and 2 bushels of corn. And I don't know what the hell wampum is. It was actually, really disheartening. After all the comments I made in the first show, I had to smoke a peace pipe with Chief Running Beaver.
All right, good deal. I know the song y'all want to hear. Yeah, the one I want to hear, I know. That's coming up in a little bit. Oh, Larry, on my mind, what I'm thinking about. Right now, let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Man arrested for beating up his brother with the dumbest weapon ever.
Okay, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line across America. Take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning. It's the Big Show on the radio. Appreciate you kicking your work week off with us here. We got a brand new video today for you. Of course, it's brought to you by Buzz from LS Tractor, a value that offers simply more. Best fence hack ever. Yeah, they did that on purpose. Perfect. They got a little hole for the dog's nose and the eyes when they drive them in the driveway.
Awesome.
Billy's right. Said, looks like something from the Little Rascals.
Right, yeah.
Funny stuff. Y'all check it out and get a chance. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, Pimp Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, let's say hey to Gordon from Gretna, Virginia. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning. Good morning, guys and girls.
Good morning. All right, Gordon, let's listen to Billy, and you win this $50 from Bojangles.
Well, a Polk County, Florida man was arrested for beating up his brother with a marijuana plant. During a heated argument in the backyard of their home, the 31-year-old suspect pulled a 3-foot pot plant out of the ground and smacked his 33-year-old brother upside the head with it. Police responding to a 911 call from a neighbor found 10 large cannabis plants being cultivated in the yard and a stash of drug paraphernalia inside the house, which led to charges of domestic battery and drug possession. The crime made news under the headline, A, reefer assault leads to arrests, B, pot farmer loses his mellow, or C, police arrest local weed whacker.
What you got, Gordon?
Holy crap, that's a hard one, but I believe if I go with C, I might have it.
Let's see.
Yeah, you do. Wow.
Weed whacker. Yeah. Gordon, you did it, buddy. $50 to spend on an American Express gift card courtesy of Bojangles. Congratulations.
Thank y'all very, very much. And can I do a shout-out?
You go ahead.
I want to do a shout-out to my new beautiful bride who I married in this crazy damn pandemic 2020 and May the 2nd. Donna, I love you.
All right, Gordon. Good deal, buddy. So maybe you did have a good 2020. We'll find out in a couple years. Bottom of the hour, time on the top of your news. Put us about 20 minutes away. Getting some deep thoughts from Zach's girlfriend, Mary Jane. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, October the 19th. Yeah, buddy. Rodney Carrington, 52 years old today. We're celebrating some stuff from Rodney this morning. Like this tune.
Yes, I'm lying here with Larry on my mind. That big bass boat, that fishing hole, that one we left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her cry, to know I'm lying here beside her with Larry on my mind. Well, I'm Larry. Where are you, Larry? Bring that boat back, you bastard! Larry? Larry's my fishing buddy. He asked me one day in the boat, he said, how come you don't ever write a song about me? Well, hell, Larry, why don't I just reach over and give you some sugar? What kind of question's that? You don't ask a man questions like that. You might as well reach over and grab his privates while you're at it. He did, too. I gave him some sugar. We cuddled for a little while. They won't let us fish on that lake no more.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach the Weed Guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo, 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 what's up, my dude? Crack-a-lackin', crackers. How much is that with me, y'all? Just been sitting around the house, thinking about stuff. Y'all want to hear some of it?
Sure. Yes.
Cool.
I think we're all on the same page now. Yeah.
I thought maybe I was like talking to myself.
You go on.
Man, y'all, that Amazon Prime Day was off the chain, right? Man, they had everything on sale. Fun fact. You know that Amazon ships more of this than anybody else in the world?
More of what?
Cardboard boxes. A lot of boxes, man. What I like the best about October is you get to take a whole month off from cleaning the outside of your house. People that come to your door think, oh, the big spider webs on the porch are just Halloween decorations. Most people, not me, but most people worry about stuff that's never going to happen. Like, razor blades cost way too much to end up in some random kid's Halloween candy. Gonna waste it. And people only dress up like a skeleton on Halloween. But a skeleton wears a human costume every single day.
Wow.
Think about it. A baby dressed up like an old guy is pretty funny. But an old guy dressed up like a baby is just weird.
Yeah.
Guys, tell me, what happens to the Wolfman if there's, like, a lunar eclipse? Mm-hmm. Does he change and then change back? Or does half of his hair fall out? Either one sounds kind of creepy to me. And, you know, Count Dracula's hair always looks pretty darn good for a guy that can't see himself in the mirror.
Very good point.
Yep.
Spot on. And I wish I could be like Dracula. I mean, not the drinking blood part. Nope. Gross. But I like the part where you live all by yourself in a castle
You sleep the whole day, and you can turn into a cloud of bats to get out of awkward social situations. Poof. Gone. Did y'all hear? They're doing another sequel to that Halloween movie.
Yeah.
This one's just going to be like 2 hours of Michael Myers like walking around wondering why there's nobody out in the street for him to kill. And then at the end, Jamie Lee Karen Curtis walks up and yells at him for like not wearing his mask right. You notice it in the movies, like all the ghosts try to scare you. But it's those old timey ghosts. I bet the ghost of a guy that, like, died 2 or 3 years ago just walks in the room and says, "Hey, dude, what's your Wi-Fi password?" Boo. Anyway, that's it for now. I'm tired and want Cheetos. Y'all keep rocking, and I'll keep thinking, and we'll talk later.
All right. Deep Thoughts.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was done. Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Product, because it's 420 somewhere.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
I like that, Johnny. The coffee. They have it in the machines.
Who don't move around out there?
You can get whatever the opposite of a brain freeze is.
Man, that's how I put ice in my coffee during the summer times anyway.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was working. Caffeine getting us.
Wow, 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 wow.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, and our buddy Rodney Carrington, 52 years old today. In a few minutes, we're going to have the first time we ever met Rodney here in the Big Show studio. But right now, let's pick up when we caught up with Rodney in a hotel room in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Rodney, where are you? Where are you, man?
I'm in a hotel room in Nashville, Tennessee, sitting here in my underwear.
All right.
What's going on?
Man, we just played a little radio. Hey, we're going to Nashville next week. How long are you going to be there?
I'll be here through Sunday.
Through
Zany's
Sunday.
Comedy Club.
Okay, you're playing at Zany's through Sunday.
Got here, yeah, through Sunday.
Now, you will be in clothes at Zany's, right?
I will be
okay,
in clothes.
Good, good.
As far as we know right now, could all change. Got up this morning. We had so much whiskey last night. I woke up this morning. My liver was laying next to me crying. You know you've had too much to drink when you get pulled over and you're laughing. Good God, I'm glad to see you. Hell, I could have killed somebody. He said, "Get out of the truck." I said, "I can't. You get in." Let me move these bottles for you, and we'll ride around for a little bit. I went some shop. Did some shopping yesterday. I bought myself some new underwear because my other ones were filthy.
Uh-huh.
I went down that Walmart Supercenter they got here in town.
Yeah,
that is a man's shopping center. They got everything in there. You get your hair cut, your damn taxes done. They ought to put a strip club in there, make that place complete. I'd like a table dance and a corn dog. We're going to do some shopping. I like that greeter fella. You know that guy up front that says, "Hey, you need a buggy?"
Yeah.
He's got that one eye looking off to the left. You don't know who the hell he's talking to. I don't know what the qualifications are for that damn job, but I'm assuming it's just breathing. There was a woman in a wheelchair in there the other day. She said, "You need a buggy?" I said, "Well, what the hell are you going to do about it?" I said, "Well, sure, hop up and get me one. Better yet, I'll just push you around. You hold the stuff." And you don't ever need a buggy when you get in Walmart, not until you get about 300 or 400 feet in there, and then you go, well, hell, I guess I should have got a buggy. You usually go in there for Q-tips, you'll end up leaving with about $800 worth of crap. I'm firmly in belief that that's the only place you could walk in butt naked with a pair of flip-flops on. Ain't nobody going to pay any damn attention to you. He just one of us. Hey, George, how you doing now? Good Lord, your flip-flops look like hell. What are you doing wearing a belt? You're naked. Good place to whip your kids is Walmart.
Yeah, boy.
There is always a little kid getting his ass whipped in Walmart. There must be a little bell that just goes off in that ding. Whip your kids! If you don't whip them, there's somebody in there that'll whip them for you. Yeah. That greeter fella. You want me a woman? Kids must be terrified of that damn place. I think that's where you take them when they screw up. Get in the truck. We're going to Walmart. I got kids to piss you off. I got two little boys, 9 months old and 10 months old. That'll piss you off. I've been through that birthing process 2 times. People call that beautiful. I've seen beautiful, and that ain't got nothing to do with it. Took 18 hours for my last boy to get here. That's a long damn time when your mother-in-law's in there with you. They should have gave me an epidural from the waist up. He comes sliding out. She said, he looks just like you. He's bald, didn't have any teeth. He looked like Grandpa's what he looked like. They clipped that cord and he pissed on everybody. He acts like Grandpa. If you ain't got kids and you're thinking about having them, go to Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday. By God, you'll leave there and go buy you a dog. Thank God they sell beer in that damn place. I saw old boy get drunk and beat the hell out of that gorilla up there singing. He ripped his head off and kicked that piano right through his butt out. Don't you ever come back to Chucky. You know how bad you got to screw up to get banned from Chucky? Pretty damn bad.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, our first wordy word of the week. You can win a LS Tractor prize pack. LS Tractor, more standard features, best-in-class performance, and longer warranty. All for a value that offers simply more. Go to lstractorusa.com. Find your local dealer. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. First, celebrating Rodney Carrington's birthday. Back over the years, known this boy a long time, man. Started off comedian. And developed into quite an actor on his TV show there. So it was the very first time we had Rodney in the Big Show studio. I roll up.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good. Hey, man, you sound like you might be from the South somewhere.
Actually, I'm from East Texas, actually, originally from there.
All right,
live
cool.
Live in Tulsa now. That's where my wife is. We're expecting our first child. And
congratulations.
She's going through all that sickness, so I'm kind of glad to be here.
I told you you looked glad to be here.
In fact, this time of morning, she's probably hitting a few garage sales. She likes that stuff.
Is that right?
She is a garage sale. She will embarrass the hell out of me at a garage sale. She want to try something on. Hey, woman, it's 50 cents. Put it in the car. And she'll buy something and want to take it back. They don't take it back. It's crap. It's a garage sale. They're trying to get rid of it.
Oh, man.
I love that woman.
Tulsa, huh?
Yeah, Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's not a bad... When I met her, I decided to move up there. I said I'd never leave Texas, and if I did, I wasn't going to Oklahoma.
No. Yeah.
But I ended up there, so... But we're happy.
Well, good. That's what counts.
That's all that matters.
So now, were you a comedian or musician first?
Well, I was a comedian way before. They call me Three Chord Johnny. I know three chords.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I sing a few songs in the show and tell a few jokes. And here's one of my songs right here. I wrote. You ever been real drunk, went home with somebody you're not real proud of?
No.
No.
I sense a little story there. She had a gap between her two front teeth you could drive a truck through, and breath like a trash can dumpster that would kill you. She drove a 1973 Chevy Blazer, and her legs and her armpits never seen a razor. She had curlers in her hair when to roll down with a dip of snuff. She spit on the ground, drunk as I was, and girl looked good to me.
Yeah.
All right. You know, that'd probably be funny if we could identify with it. Everybody drink.
Yeah, that's buddy. Right. Drinking time.
All right. I can maybe play us another one there, Rodney.
It's, talking about it's a little song about a yard sale. All right. Like we was talking about. Right. I went to my neighbor's yard sale to see what I could find. I found me an old pair of underwear, and they was hanging on a clothesline. I asked an old woman in a lawn chair how much you want for them drawers. She said, if you're willing to touch them, them nasty things are yours. They've been hanging out in the backyard since 1985. They were my husband's favorite pair when he was still alive. They're stiff as a board in mildew, but if you wash them, they'll be fine. They got skid marks up to the waistband, but they ain't no worse than mine. Lord, I hope the boys at BVD can see me wearing these. They just might find it in their heart to give me a pair for free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, they are my favorite underwear. I wear them every day. I use tape from Scotch to repair the crotch, but I get blisters that way.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man.
A lot of free time on my hands.
I'm just saying. I like it, man. You kind of got that Dwight Yoakam voice, man. That's a good
well, I sang Dixie. I like
it. All right. The beginning of a beautiful friendship right there with yeah, Rodney boy. Carrington. All right, y'all. Well, let's play this wordy word game. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by LS Tractor, a value that offers simply more. Best fence hack ever. Couple of dogs getting to look through the fence, see their owner coming home. That's some funny stuff. I got to do that. Attention all carpenters.
Nope, that just takes a drill bit, John.
Was that it?
Yeah,
hold on. We all check it out for yourself. Get a quick laugh. You know we love us some dogs. It's right there at thebigshow.com. Big classic bit requests on the wall in minutes, but right now.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bit of wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Connie from Clarksburg, West Virginia. There she is now. Good morning, Connie.
Like a kid would use in school, a glue stick.
Is Connie talking to somebody else?
I hope so.
I hope she's not teaching a Zoom class somewhere. To say,
she and I were going over clues.
hey, Connie, you got me?
I gotcha.
All right. I'm glad well, you...
Put the glue stick down. We got to get back to work.
A glue stick, like a little kid would use in school, a glue sure. stick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So have you got a little kid there with you?
No, I don't.
So you're just playing with the glue stick yourself?
No, I'm going to glue some photos in on a frame.
Oh,
come
okay.
on.
You know, like you do with a glue stick. Duh.
Okay.
Keep sorry. Up, John.
I'm sorry.
We all missed right. the first part of that, honey. Yeah. Near you.
All right. Well,
I missed
so,
a good bit of it, as it turns
yeah.
out.
So anyway, okay, Connie's on Team John Boy and Billy, and we got CJ from Madison, Mississippi. All right, CJ, you down there, buddy?
I'm here.
All right, here. Good. Clear.
Awesome.
All right. So the deal is, all right, Connie, John Mobility team, CJ, Marcy, and Randy. So let's make sure we got Marcy from her living
yeah.
room.
All you right. hear me, CJ?
I hear you.
Awesome.
All right, there good. We're set yeah. up ready to play then. Okay. Well, CJ, you relax. Me and Connie will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Connie, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start the clock now. This is like liquid stuff. It's also a blank situation. Like what's the kind of
sticky.
No, you put in your radiator blank.
Fluid.
Yes. All right, a cup of blank. It's like long skinny pasta things. Chicken blank soup.
Noodle.
Yes. All right, the real name for spit is
saliva.
Yes. All righty, it is not square, it is
brown.
Bam! Yeah. Good work, Connie. All right, get back to the glue stick while CJ goes.
If she is teaching a Zoom class, I'm signing Johnny up for it. He did great.
I'm doing you one. Good work, Connie. Okay. All right. So CJ and Tater. All right, Tater, you see the words Andy got?
I can
for you?
See it.
All right,
yeah.
CJ, are you ready?
Nope, not like that.
I'm
like
ready.
That. Yeah. Now hop on 1 foot. No, not like that. Like that. Yes, great.
We're
like
getting the angle
great.
Right in front of the camera. Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Awesome. Yeah, all right, y'all. Start the clock now.
All right. You salute the American what?
Flag.
Yes.
Not you, Connie.
All right. This is what a turkey says.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Not okay. You, Connie.
This is the leader of the Enterprise in, Star Trek. He was the main guy, leader of the ship.
Captain.
Yeah. What was his name?
The captain. Captain Kirk.
Not you,
yes.
Connie.
Hey, this is awesome. This is not blank. The county.
I have to say, both contestants did really good on that round.
Right? I just say, Connie, I got an idea where you can use that glue stick.
Oh, I just want to thank everybody for helping me out here.
Yeah, really. Good job, Taters. Going smooth.
I love
okay,
it.
It's not your fault this time. Okay, you got a 3. CJ got a 3 there with both of them that don't count for 6. So anyway, we're going into round 2. Connie, Connie, you are up with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes.
You have been ready. All right. Start the clock now.
It's a big event in the fall. The county what?
Fair.
Yep, there you go. Let's see, rhymes with it. Great big thing lives in the woods. A grizzly...
Bear.
Yeah.
Yep. You want to give somebody an equal portion of what you've got, you need to blank with them. Still rhyming.
Share.
Yes.
There you go. This is on the top of your head in most cases. People grow this on the top of their head.
Hair.
Yep. I'm going to. I don't think you'll do it. I blank you to do that. Nope, never
mind. She said it. Okay. After the buzzer. Yeah. All right. Another 4 for Connie. So a total of 8.
Drop that one.
So, yeah. CJ and Randy, 5 will tie, 6 will win.
Wow.
All right, Connie, you don't help CJ now. You don't say a thing. Let's see what they can do.
It's like he's talking to a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Ready, CJ, and go.
I'm ready.
All right, we're still rhyming. So this next one is, let's say you go to the hospital, you go to urgent...
care.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. If you have 2 of them, that you might also call that a
fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
And still rhyming, it's something that's you can't find it very often. It's very hard to find.
Rare.
Yes.
Yep.
That's
yeah,
right.
Rare.
And this is what you do with a piece of paper. You take 2 pieces, you make 1 piece into 2 because you did this.
Flip.
Nah.
Yeah, see, you didn't say the rhyming thing. I don't know what it is with y'all. You won't lead off with saying rhyming.
I did. And I did like every that. Chance what's I could think of
okay,
it.
Well, that's
you
all right.
Want to run the buzzer and the bell while you do it?
No. I'm just glad it's over. Connie won. All right, 8-6.
You know, I really know what it is. It's because Johnny thinks he sounds so much more intelligent given the clues when he goes, rhymes with it, at the beginning of it.
All right, CJ, doggone it, you didn't win, but you can try again anytime, any game, all right?
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy, thank you.
And if we ever play teams, we're going to get the 2 of you back together because they all work great together.
Connie, good work, baby.
My turn.
You've got the
again. She doesn't know we
can. All right. Jackie, hook Connie up.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Is this Monday over with yet?
Yep.
Okay. Just about. All right.
It's okay. You won. You don't have to turn your aggression on anybody else right now.
Okay. Yay. All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, our classic bit request of the morning. Cindy Hellinger from Wiggins, somewhere, USA.
No.
Not Tater.
It's Cindy Hellinger Wiggins. She's hyphenated.
Ah, Cindy Hellinger Wiggins / somewhere USA.
Yeah, they have me blocked. I can't see the information.
That's all right.
Just you? They blocked you?
It feels that way.
Tater's got to hack into our website from her living room so she can get a classic bit request.
Yeah, and she's running it. That's the weird part.
I see her hacking.
So anyway, so Cindy says, am loving Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band's version of Lockdown Baby. Can we hear it again? LYMIXOXOX. Hey, you know, I've noticed that LYMI, love you, mean it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are using that on the web. So I'm guessing they're our listeners. Or is it just catching on? Is that another song that's catching on?
I'd say for a while I had to, you know, people would ask me, what is that? Because I always sign my emails way. For a long while, everybody was asking what it was, but then all of a sudden they stopped asking. And so now if you Google that, just the acronym, it comes up, love you, man.
So it is from us.
I think so, yeah.
How about that? All right. Well, Cindy, way to work it in, baby. Now I'm learning something.
But you know who originally came up with it? Phil Collins, back when he was playing Ernest T. Bass.
Really? About that.
So the XOXOX, XOX, what's that mean?
It's hugs and kisses.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm learning something. Thank you, Cindy. Back at you, baby. And your request coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Something you'd like to hear about this time every weekday morning, hit us up to BigShow.com, the John Boy Miller Facebook page, and our other social platforms and radio stations across America. We know Cindy Hellinger Wiggins is somewhere in America. And here's her request, Hoyt and the Boys.
Well, she packed up her bags and she drove off in the dark. It was 4 a.m. when the dogs all started to bark. She was mad as she could be when she backed her car into the tree. Locked down, baby, sick of being locked down with me. She stomped on the gas, did some donuts in the yard. Bought a full tank of gas with my prepaid MasterCard. Stole my rainy day funds. I think she even took one of my guns. Lockdown, baby, officially. I checked at the Walmart and Petro Express. This little gal is a sure enough mess. The boy at the Quick Trip said she was just here. Bought a big box of tampons and a 12-pack of beer. She packed up her car and she drove off in the dark. Where she's headed is a big old question mark. About half out of her mind, and she can be real unkind. Lockdown, baby, has left my butt behind. You know, normally I'd fill in some of the details of the story on the guitar break here, but this time there's some details I'm just gonna leave out. Not cause I'm embarrassed, just I'm a tad winded from trying to hit the notes on that high part, and I know it's coming up again in a minute, so if y'all don't mind, I'm just going to catch my breath for a second. All right, here we go. Let's take it home. I looked at the Walmart and Petro Express. That little gal is a sure enough mess. The boy at the Quick Trip said she was just here. Bought a big box of tampons and a 12-pack of beer. My big love affair has gone right down the tubes. She was mean as a snake, but she had a nice pair of boots. She's running wild and free down State Road 23. Lockdown baby had a buttload of me. I'm the last feller that she ever wants to see. Lockdown baby has had a buttload of me. Yeah. And there it is, cool cats and kittens. Another cautionary tale of heartbreak and tribulation from your best friends at the Junior Nation, man. Reminding you to wash your hands and wear a mask when you go to the Quick Trip. We need to knock these virus numbers down. Because me and the boys need to get out there and find us some new romantic prospects. As you've heard, we done run all the ones we had off. Y'all keep them straight out there. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, man. We've had fun with members of my buddy Rodney Carrington, who was 52 years old today. He was a young rascal when we first got him on the show. Yeah. Well, and we were, too.
Yeah, really.
And I got to say, he is one of the most genuinely likable people. He just seems so innocent. And then when you go see his show, it's like, wow, I had him.
And then you hear the Snowman song, and you completely change your mind. Yeah.
Who put the blank on the snowman was one of his songs.
That's one of my best memories of being a producer for the show is sitting on the floor outside of our first studio and with Rodney, and he's got his guitar and he's auditioning different versions of Who Put the Blank on the Snowman. Mm. And some of the things we tried were like wee wee. I mean, just sitting there with him and
so going through so many different words and see what you'd allow to be on the show.
Right, because the word that he would normally use definitely couldn't be on the show.
Right.
So I think we ended up with wee wee.
Well, good times, huh? The second time we ever talked to Rodney is right here.
My guitar playing fool here. I mean that in a nice way.
I understand. I got your own lingo down here in Charlotte.
Now, Rodney, now, sure, you play the feel-good songs, you know, stuff like that, but can you get, I mean, a little serious stuff with us?
Sure.
All right.
I got this burning sensation when I go pay. When I'm standing in a public bathroom, people stop and stare at me. Come on, sing with me, boys. I got this burning sensation when I go pee. Oh, you couldn't relate to that ugly woman story, but you can relate to this one.
Tune right in on, yeah.
Oh, man.
I got a little tidbit on Bill Clinton. Here's a little song I've started.
All right. All right.
He goes, I'm sitting in the Oval Office staring at the wall, wondering how I got this far coming from Arkansas. I smoke pot, but I didn't inhale. I can spell potato unlike Dan Quayle. It's POTATER.
So he does a little political stuff, too, I think. Yeah.
That's about as political as I get, brother. Yeah. I tend to leave all that political stuff alone. I don't care what they do up there.
Is that right?
You just dropped my headphone.
That's all right.
Quit buying this stuff at Walmart. Maybe it'll stay on. low rent radio show. We're down here at John Boyd's garage. I don't really realize where this is being held, do you? They have no idea.
Hey, we got some underwear we'd like for you to try on here. Hey, when I garage 50 cents, you can try them on. We don't care.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. So you grew up.
I grew up in Texas.
I like that Texas accent.
You know? We got here last night, got into town a little early, went out to some country bar, one of them places where you take your gas cap and get in free.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was a real bad country bar, but they had a mechanical sheep. We rode that sucker twice. They're real soft. You can stay on them things. So it's been fun since we've been here.
Right.
We got a whole week left, and we're looking forward to it. And I say we, and hell, I'm the only one here. Makes no sense, does it?
Oh, man. I tell you what, I love, every once in a while, you know, we run through a lot of comedians here, Ron. Every once in a while, you know, you get somebody in, you just automatically hit it off with.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel a group hug coming up. Come on.
Let's hug each other. I love you. We got that burning sensation. God, we're having a good time. Turn up your radio. We're going to be here all day long.
Later on, we're going to get Jennifer to measure you.
Yeah. Hey, I heard your measurements. I heard yours on the way up here. What is it, 95 and Arnold's is 88?
Yeah.
Ooh, wait.
Well, I got him, man.
You are a big man.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think if I hold my gut in, I can get it down to under my chest size, too. I wasn't really trying that time.
Did you fall asleep in my greenhouse somewhere? Sun hit you, just swore right, just swelled right up there.
I'm retaining water.
Bloated. Hell, I don't feel sexy at all. That time of the month. Get me a mantle.
Oh, man. Have you got one more you can do for us?
Well, I got something. I don't know if I can do it on the radio. I got 50 cents in my pocket and a dollar in the bank. Mom's got a rash on her nipples and Dad's got feet that stink. My brother, he's in prison. My sister, she screwed the high school football team in 84. My dog's got one leg missing and the cat, he died last week. There's a rumor going around my hometown that my uncle's been a humping sheep. That's kind of bad, isn't it?
Yeah, no,
that isn't part of the act. That's just a song. John Boy wrote that song. He wanted me to sing it and see how it'd go. That is not my fault. I am sorry.
All right, stuff. Let's get it,
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at BigShow.com. Anytime is a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
John Boy Billy Late Risers Podcast drops about an hour and a half. Everything you need right there at TheBigShow.com, including the picture of Marcy's dog, Murphy, who is very popular on the internet.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.